You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Jim Callis, along with Jonathan Mayo from MLBPipeline.com. The Arizona Fall League has begun play, and the Arizona Diamondbacks have sent a contingent of players to the Salt River Rafters. Jonathan, who stands out among their prospects?
One of the guys that I want to talk about, Jim, is a guy who's fairly new to the organization, and that's Jack Reinheimer, the middle infielder. He came from the Seattle Mariners in the Mark Trumbo trade back in June, and the Diamondbacks have had a history of developing guys like Reinheimer up the middle. This is a guy who's a contact-only guy, no power really to speak of, but he's shown an ability to make contact, hit for average. His probably standout tool is his speed. He's got above-average speed. It helps him on the bases, and as well as a defender. Spent the year in Double-A, so the Arizona Fall League gives him the opportunity to sort of face similar competition, maybe get him ready for that springboard up to Triple-A, help out as a role player in the big leagues. The big question, of course, with Reinheimer, is he a shortstop only? Will he continue to move around and play different positions? We'll have to wait and see what happens.
It's really exciting to be out here, especially just to be lumped with this group of guys. I mean, that's real humbling. You hear about all the guys that played in this league before us, and I'm just ready to soak it all in and have a good time and have fun. Pretty much the biggest part of my game, and that's what I'm out here to work on, is just staying true to my approach and staying as consistent as possible. You know, I'm not going to be a guy that's going to drive the ball out of the park every day, but just got to stay up the middle and stay true to who I am, and I think everything will be all right.
The guy who interests me, Jonathan, on the Arizona prospects in Arizona Fall League is Yoan Lopez. Big ticket signing this offseason, $8.27 million and a matching penalty tax to sign him. So over $16.5 million spent on him. And he had a really, I don't think there's any other way to put it, but a disappointing year in his first year in pro ball. He had blister problems. He went AWOL at midseason, kind of disappeared from the Double-A club. Then he had some elbow discomfort, only wound up pitching 48 innings. So the Arizona Fall League is really going to be an opportunity for him to get back on track and get some innings that he didn't get during the season. Really, the biggest news he made during the year was unfortunate. He wound up hitting number one overall pick Dansby Swanson in the face with a pitch during extended spring training. But if they could get him on track, it's quality arm. He has a low 90s fastball up to 96. He's got a hard, sometimes it's a cutter, sometimes it's more of a pure slider. Your two-pitch mix, I think the jury is still out on Lopez. Is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Not much of a changeup yet. He's working on command and control, but he does have some power in that arm, and the Arizona Fall League will help him try to harness it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.